Thank you, Elliot. Basically, just to give you a little bit of a background, Elliot did a great job of introducing kind of who I am and where I'm from, but we've been in business, again, for 30 years. That's part of the 50 years that Elliot had mentioned. Creating financial management software specifically for agriculture. We have quite a few nationally recognized cotton growers through Jeannie Reeves' work with Cotton Incorporated over the past 11 years now, Jeannie? Is that about what it is now? So we do have quite a few producers that are successfully using the system on their operation to track their financial management. Kind of a goal that we have, especially with managing risk and trying to find your cost of production information, and some of the things Elliot had kind of already brought up. Are you doing things you've already done? Do you know where all your money's going? Do you know what your input costs, you know, really affect your bottom line? Where you need to sell to be able to make money? And do you have the right tools to manage your operation? And Tim and I will go through a little bit of that together. Kind of an overview of what I'm going to cover. I'm actually going to show you some of our financial management software. But before we, you know, you really get into how to do the cost of production analysis, you kind of know how detailed your transactions need to be, how you need to distribute things like overhead and that type of information on your operation. So I'm going to cover some of that over the course of the next half hour or so from there. And hopefully the goal with what we're doing today and managing your financials a lot better is increasing efficiency, reducing your costs, maybe, you know, trimming back where you haven't typically trimmed back before to make good decisions on your operation. And that's just a little bit of where we're at. We're in 211 if you have any questions. We'll have time later to get some questions done here as well. All right, so basically what I'm going to show, some of this is going to kind of go back into an accounting standpoint, obviously. To really keep track of your information, you have to track as much detail as possible without getting too much detail in. You never want to get to a point where you're in paralysis through analysis. If you can't manage the information that you're collecting, it's really not going to do you any good in the long run, just because you kind of get tied up in too much information. But basically, a lot of the information that you are going to want to track, you're going to want to do on multiple tiered levels. So you can take your information like expenses and group them up and be able to wrap them up to not look at, you know, each individual account every time, but be able to allocate expenses through a group like benefits expenses as an overhead to be able to, you know, how does that affect my overall cost of production information? And we'll see here as I get deeper into it, when I get to some of the analysis reporting, why being able to go multiple level and multiple tiers and accounts in both financial management as well as the crop production stuff that Tim will talk about later, why that's important on the in the long run. So basically looking at it from a transactional standpoint within your company, there's a lot of times that you're going to need to enter information in a lot more than just what the expense was and who I was paying. You need to get that information distributed out again to take a look at the overall picture of your operation, not just the check that I wrote for gasoline or for seed or whatever it happened to be. I'm going to use this here real quick. All right, so basically what we've got here is we have a transactional screen that allows us to do a lot more, again, than just write out a check for a specific expense or a specific invoice that I would have there. So basically what I've got the ability to track information to a vendor, apply that to any open invoices that I have with a vendor, the abilities to do multiple levels of detail in a single transaction, so I don't have to do this throughout journal entries, or I don't have to do this information on individual transactions. I can do it all at once. I have the ability here as well, not only to track that information as far as the expenses go, but I also have the ability to track profit centers, so what I'm actually growing, no matter what the commodity may be, what production center that happened to be grown on, or the production year for that. So you can track information for a work in process inventories or accounts that were prepaid through production years moving forward. So with this, you know, what it would allow you to do, and the best way to get the detailed information to get to that bottom line cost of production information, is get more of that detail that I had mentioned inside an accounting package. So here I can pick, any profit center, whatever it happened to be, a production center. So if I need to go down to the field level to find out maybe if there have been fields that were more profitable than other fields, to do some analysis. And again, I'll show some of that. But having the ability to track, you know, track these seemingly simple expenses like gasoline or diesel or oil down to a level of what's it going to cost me per acre or per bushel, be able to get that information into the system and be able to report on it, obviously, a lot easier than what Elliot had mentioned with napkins and a manila folder or a notebook that you happen to have. So being able to track a lot of this information in the long run is going to, again, help us manage the operation, market a little bit better, and get into the information at a lot more detailed level without having to do a whole lot more work than what you're doing now, and be a lot more organized to be able to easily pull this information out. Obviously, as you're going through and you're doing overhead type expenses like gas and diesel and oil, you know, typically in the past, if you're doing paper or Excel spreadsheets, at some point during the course of the year, at the end of the year, you have to figure out how to distribute that out across your operation to get that into your bottom line. And what we've done and set up the ability to do is actually allow distributions. So what this will allow us to do for items that aren't distributed, so this diesel and oil expense that I have here, or if it be a fertilizer expense or a seed expense, really any type of input that you're using, you're never going to be able to say that 100 gallons of gasoline went to this particular field for this particular crop in a time frame. So what we've allowed you to do here is actually do a distribution that allows you to break your operation up into multiple levels, and I'm going to do one for an overhead that I have here. But what this is going to do is take anything I haven't distributed, so things like gas and diesel that you typically aren't going to be able to do, or insurance purposes, or labor in a lot of cases that do really affect your cost per bale and cost per acre and that type of information, allow you to distribute that automatically based off of how your operation is set up. So really what we allow you to do, and I'm using a generic database that we have here, but take any profit center that you have with a particular production center in a production year and split your business out in a percentage. So when I use any account that I have assigned to this, it'll automatically distribute it for me. So when I need to find out real-time information as of today, where am I at as far as cost per acre, I can find that information out without having to do a lot of additional work. So basically what it allows us to do is get accounts assigned to it. So whenever any of the accounts that we see here on the right-hand side are used, it automatically distributes it for me. So when I get into that, into the long run at the end of the year or at the end of the quarter when I want to do analysis, I don't have to sit down and try and break out all of my expenses across my operation and play that guessing game. I have a lot more accurate information. This type of information, obviously, the more detailed you can get here, the better off you are, again, in the long run with your reporting capabilities. So if we take a look at information like a production analysis tool, and I'll spend a little bit of time in here, but basically throughout all these transactions, what this analysis tool is going to do is just grab all that information that I've done through my day-to-day accounting, so through all the payments and receipts that I've done, through my processes of actually taking the harvest in, and split it out and let me analyze it right from there. So really what this is going to allow me to do is go ahead and take a look, and I'll show some other reporting information here as well. But take a look, really cut my operation up in multiple ways, and I'll get a little bit more into detail on some of these levels. But I can take a look at specific production years, which I'm going to do, again, using sample data here. allow me to analyze multiple facets of my operation. Profit and cost centers is what I'm going to look at here. It's also going to let me take a look at landowners and operators, and I'll show a little bit of that here, but we'll have to remember that what we're looking at here is kind of the goal in the long run, that, you know, how to control the cost of production information or the production analysis. So you can see here that it does allow us to track information and analyze information in multiple ways based off of how I've entered in data. So obviously here it's shown I'm going to analyze my profit and cost centers. I'm going to take a look at my operation in acres and bushels with dollar amounts attached. And then I've got some view levels here, then I'll show you kind of the levels of detail that we get into there. But once I generate this report, what we're going to see is I've got my operation for the specific profit centers that I had on here that I had selected, which would be corn, soybeans, and wheat in this particular instance. Again, the software doesn't care what commodity we had in there. It's basically interchangeable with the titles. But here it's showing me that I've got corn. I had 211 acres that I had harvested through. 68,200 bushels came off of there. And then it's going to show me a breakdown by my account categories here. So this is going to, you know, afford me the opportunity, again, from that cost of production side of things, to find if expenses have maybe been you know, careening out of control somewhere, or something doesn't quite look right as far as where I'm at. So it's going to allow us, you know, before the end of the year, or before we're in too much trouble where we can't recover from it, to find out where our operation actually is. So we're taking a look down here at a net dollar amount. So we're seeing here that we did end up ahead for two of the commodities that we had. We were a little bit low here on this wheat commodity, but this is showing me real-time information based off of market value, because the software will actually allow you to track the information by book, market, and cash value simultaneously, which is, and they all have their, obviously, their important areas in managing your operation from a tax standpoint, different from, you know, a marketing standpoint. So really, what this is allowing me to do, again, is take a look at that, you know, that information, my individual account categories, my net dollar amount. There's the ability here to do additional calculations where if I wanted to do a break even, so I knew where I had to sell to break even, I could do those type of calculations, or a break even times 30%, because, you know, I know at minimum that's where I need to sell to maintain family living or do expansion that I, you know, that I'd planned for coming up in the future. So we have the ability to customize that, and you also have the ability to get further into detail, which a lot of times is important to find those you know, expenses that may be going out of control, or why is income down so much further than what we had before. So we can go down and take a look at a lot more level of detail here in that multi-level system. So now, instead of just taking a look at, you know, crop chemical costs, I'm breaking it out in between my specific accounts. Or my fertilizer expenses, you know, how are those different from lime or any ammonia that you put down, or, you know, labor between 1099. So as expenses and income as well come in to a system, it should be able to analyze information in this format to help you manage a long run, to get a good budget created, to get a good financial analysis created as you're doing your budget and your actual information. And again, these tools like this are built directly in to the system and allow you to pull that information out, again, along with your typical, you know, day-to-day tax information that you need for your operation. Other reporting tools, again, that can come up with your operation. Farm Financial Standards Council has a Sweet 16 ratios. Again, all of this production and all of this, you know, financial management information to help you manage your operation better is right here. So again, I can take a look really in any way, find out where I'm at with my operation. You know, find out where, you know, if there is something that this current asset to market value, or just really drill down into the detail a lot more than, you know, an off-the-shelf type accounting system that wasn't specifically made for agriculture or that type of industry at all, can't provide you in a software package outside of tax information. Also with the ability to run, like I had mentioned, financial reports inside the system, as well as your production analysis. Again, all of this is going to affect that bottom line in a production analysis system, or along with doing the production analysis there. Right, and I think what I'd like to do is kind of make this a little bit more interactive. It's all right with you guys about questions or problems that people have typically had in the past with, you know, with management information, or kind of what the, what some of the, you know, holdback was with some of the information like payment, or if it's time issue, or basically kind of open it up for questions of what people observe out there, or what they hear, or.
Questions for Matt. Software. I have one, Matt. This software package that you have, how does it interface then with tax software, or tax preparation software?
From a tax preparation standpoint, the system will actually generate, again, based off of those transactions that we had, allow you to do all, you know, your 1040 Schedule F. If you've got different corporations set up, we do allow you to run multiple company in here as well. So if you've got multiple company information inside the system, we can track all that information from a tax purpose, as is each individual company, and still allow you to wrap all of that up to get a full look at your entire operation. So we'll allow you to pull that information out. It doesn't per se kick out to like a TurboTax or a tax-based information system, but we do allow you to bring that information out.
Very good. Other questions from Matt?
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.